All these late years, I can't keep up with the name of them because I was brought up with nothing but just cornbread.
What about something that's fried and deep fat and has a hole in the center?
A muffin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or something that you get at the store now. It's round, it's got a hole in the middle.
That's, shoot. I don't eat them. I don't like them. But I know what you're talking about. But I don't care about it. Donut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, donut. I never did like donuts. I ain't over two or three of all my life. I just don't like them.
What about something?
And these honey buns, I don't like them either. I don't like them honey buns.
Too sweet?
Too sweet.
Yeah, I
know. Too sweet. But there's lots of people that like them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they sell lots of honey buns.
What about something that you make up a batter and you fry three or four of these, eat them for breakfast?
Call them hotcakes?
Uh-huh.
Pancakes?
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You say a sack might have 5 or 10 pounds? Uh-huh. And the inside part of the egg is called the...
We call it the yellow.
Okay. What's the other part called?
The yolk.
Huh?
The white part?
Uh-huh.
The white and the yolk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The yolk is the yellow part?
Yeah.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them...
Boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, then they're...
Boiled eggs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear poached eggs or cropped eggs?
Yeah, poached egg,
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I never did do them like that. We got a egg poacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I didn't know the name like you're talking about. Yeah, the doctor put me on poached eggs, and my wife bought a little old pan,
mm-hmm.
and she puts them in there and put some water in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them, but I have to eat them. But we never boil them and empty them out of the hood like you talking about. Call them poached eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But we always call them boiled eggs, just to boil them and fry them and poach them.
Mm-hmm.
Poach them in that water.
The kind of pork that you use for boiling with greens, you call that?
Middling.
Uh-huh.
Middling.
What other kind of?
Joe meat.
Uh-huh.
Fat back.
What's the fat back like?
Well, it's on the edge of the, what you call a middling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have no lean, it's just a streak of fat. That's what fat.
Mm-hmm.
I call that fat back.
And what about the middling? What's that?
That's what the fat back has come off of the middling part.
Uh-huh. Would you talk about it? When you cut the side of a hot pot, what do you call that?
Cut the side of it? You mean the middling, the rib? Rib?
We were talking about the fork and stuff.
Yeah.
When you cut the side of a hog, you call that the...
They call that the middling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced nowadays to eat with eggs, you call that?
Bacon. Side bacon.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Yeah. That's what the side of bacon is.
Uh-huh.
Is that we call it breakfast bacon.
What do you call breakfast bacon?
Just common bacon, the side bacon. That's what we call breakfast bacon.
When it's already sliced, you call it breakfast bacon?
Yeah. Yep. When we used to cure it ourselves, we call it middling. That's what we used to call it. But when you buy it out of the store already sliced, we call it breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. What about the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it when you did it yourself?